Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We've got 24 and a half more minutes of program here on this Tuesday, September the 2nd. Tim, Wesley, and Ray, and joining us now is in studio is our colleague Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Hey, everybody. I missed y'all. How you been?
Hey, welcome home.
Thank you.
Okay, so
oh,
you...
Oh, we missed you, too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yes, we did. That, we, that's heartfelt, Steve.
I know.
I was just telling Steve, I actually got a pair of Paisley shorts while he was gone. That's how bad.
Really?
That's how much I missed you.
I know. Thank you. I'm honored.
I have a pair of Paisley gym shorts. It's part of a little trend going on with the boys that I coach, and I looked up, and I was like, you know what? I thought about Steve.
They make something called Paisley gym shorts.
Oh yeah, I'll bring him in the studio one day.
It's catching on, Tim.
It is
starting something big,
making a run.
So tell us about your cruise to Alaska.
It was wonderful. We went to Alaska. I posted some pictures that Brent has put up on our Facebook page. If y'all want to go see those, there's just some, and they're about five or six photos out of like 100 that I took. But
of our Today's Issues Facebook page?
On our Today's Issues Facebook page, you can go look at those pictures. Beautiful scenery. Man, God is such a creative, beautiful creator. The animals and the scenery and the water, the immensity of it all and the...
Now, you when you do a cruise, like you left from Seattle, and do you, when you're going to Alaska, are you out in the ocean where you can't see the shore, or
that's
are you
right.
going along the Canadian shore?
No, they went out into international waters so that they could do their casino, I think.
Oh,
they
yeah,
had to do,
sense.
Or sell sure. yeah, yeah. all their tax-free stuff. So, yeah, we were out when we were doing the day-long, the sea days, when you're at sea all day going from one
yeah. to... Yeah, how long does it take from Seattle to Alaska?
The first day was a sea day. We went all the way up to Sitka. So the first day on, we didn't do any stops. Went up to Sitka. Then we came down to Glacier Bay and then Ketchikan and then another sea day down to Victoria, B.C. And then home to Seattle. Mm-hmm. So and we took Cunard. Cunard is an interesting cruise line. It's British. So I'm not saying the food wasn't good, but the food was good. The food was great, but it was British food.
That was going to be my first question. I didn't want to interrupt, though, the food.
Well, okay, so my criticism of it's an older clientele.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that they were really, really old, but one of the shore excursions was burial at sea.
Oh,
so, you know, just so you could...
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
They advertise that?
That's good.
But you're not kidding, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Wait, I got
anything
so confused.
Anything is possible these days.
Before we that was well played, though.
Thanks.
Before we set sail, ladies and gentlemen, let me make you aware of our burial at sea program.
We've got it.
Which you can purchase for $51.
It was an older clientele.
Now, how does that affect the food, though?
Food, that's separate.
It's softer.
Okay. What it means is...
I was going
to... Soup and custard.
What it means is that the clientele means that there was not a lot of 20, 30-year-olds partying all night and not a lot of teenagers and kids running around.
Okay.
There were two formal nights. We were dressed up in tuxes. And
that's good. Sounds like a fun trip.
It was great. It was really good.
Cunard is the name?
Cunard.
Okay.
I'm giving my cruise about a 5. And I don't mean that to be like... That it was
five out of what?
Well, that's just how many pounds I gained.
But I boom.
He yeah. came back.
Why a lot of food, huh?
Okay. But on the food now, the British. So I've been on a bunch of cruises, but never been on that cruise line. So what kind of food did they have?
Well, so it was a combination. If you went to, they had one kind of pub type thing where you can get bangers and mash and
bangers and mash,
sausage and potatoes.
I think that was a. Comedian
cottage duo. Pie and all this kind of
back
British stuff.
Day.
And
here
and,
y'all go again, losing me.
But they, but
bangers and mash.
On the buffet, there was a lot of seafood, a lot
okay.
of
well,
seafood going
that's
on,
okay.
of course. So, salmon, smoked salmon's pretty good and mm-hmm. everything. So,
yeah. That's great. Well, welcome home.
Thank you.
Glad you avoided an iceberg.
Yeah. Well, we went through some very little ones. And Glacier Bay.
You hit a very little iceberg?
Yeah. Glacier Bay is full of
tiny one.
Okay. So the ship just pushes it aside.
Yeah, they're just the size
tiny
of
tiny ones.
maybe the size of up to this, you know, like a laptop or something.
That's probably
like
that. Not something you advertise either.
Yeah, probably not.
Come with us as we smash into icebergs all along the way. Anyway, so welcome home.
Thank you. Great to be back.
What's your first news story?
Well, can I clean up some stuff from the shooting in Minneapolis?
Yes, please do.
Let me start here. Rosie O'Donnell went on and decided that she was going to, without any prior knowledge, without any research, decided what was the score, and she gave it, and then she had to apologize and walk it back. So I'm going to play cut 11. You're going to hear what she has to say about the shooter, and then her apology immediately following cut 11.
What do you know? It was a white guy, Republican, MAGA person. What do you know? Hi, everybody. It's Rosie O'Donnell, star of the Flintstones. Listen, I know a lot of you were very upset about the video I made before I went away for a few days. I didn't go online and haven't seen them till today. But you are right. I did not do my due diligence before I made that emotional statement. And I said things about the shooter that were incorrect. I assumed, like most shooters, they followed a standard MO and had standard, you know, feelings of you know, NRA loving kind of gun people. Anyway, the truth is I messed up. And when you mess up, you fess up. I'm sorry. This is my apology video, and I hope it's enough.
Yeah. I don't
Rosie know, O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell. She moved out of the United States. When Trump came, she actually moved. She's in Ireland.
Good what? For her.
So immediately after the story broke about what happened in Minneapolis, where this transgendered person shot and killed the two people died and many others injured at the Catholic school there. We all know what happened last week. So her immediate comments, without even knowing anything, was to say this was a MAGA white. Did she say white person?
Yeah,
Republican.
Yeah.
How did she?
I don't know. She
didn't even know any of that.
Well, maybe
she called it an emotional response.
Maybe she might have seen that he was white.
Right.
Although, yeah, I don't know that she knows.
What does that make any difference?
Yeah, but
then you just fill in the blanks. You see what you want to see.
Yes, but in order to make that kind of comment. If you made it within about 30 minutes of of the news, you could probably get away with that without saying we didn't have enough information. But within 3 hours,
she didn't say we don't have enough information. No. She said,
"Oh, I know." Yeah. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the
doubt. Well, that's because she wanted it to be what she said it was, written initially, and then she had to walk it all back.
Even her apology said, you know, the normal
MO.
MO is
NRA toting.
That's not. That's never
that's
happened.
That's not true.
It's never happened.
True.
Yeah. So.
The other issue with the shooting is now.
Otherwise, she's a great actress.
Oh, I know. Flintstones.
Rosie O'Donnell. I mean,
Every time she does, she introduces. I say every time. The videos I've seen where she introduces and then she has a rant on a topic, which she's usually wrong and far left on, she introduces herself with. Do y'all remember? She'll say, "You remember I was a Flintstone actor." I'm like, you have to do this every time.
I noticed that. I would just skip that.
Just
say I worked in Hollywood.
That's right.
She was on A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Watched that on the plane.
Right.
Yeah, she's done a few movies.
Sure.
TV shows.
The other issue coming out, and Ray, I want to get your thoughts on this. The issue of we had a lot of people criticizing thoughts and prayers toward the victims. And so Jen Psaki was the first one to come out, and she wrote, "I had enough of your thoughts and prayers. We need action." They're all doing to the gun control thing. And Caroline Leavitt and Speaker Mike Johnson had something to say about Psaki's comments. Cut 10.
She took to X to post the following. Prayer is not enough. Prayers do not end school shootings. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough with the thoughts and prayers.
I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki, and frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer. It's disrespectful to the millions of Americans of faith.
Well, it's incredible to me that Jen Psaki and Gavin Newsom and others would attack religion, diminish the faith of millions of Americans at a time of such great tragedy. There are a lot of common sense solutions, things that can be done to protect children at schools and in churches that do not involve taking away the constitutional rights of law-abiding American citizens.
Ray, when we pray about shootings like this, do we expect God to put a force field around the students that the bullets can't penetrate? What's the purpose of our prayers?
Well, look, every single day, Steve, Marlene and I pray for our grandkids, separated from us by hundreds of miles, right? I'm just saying this on a personal basis. I can't physically protect my kids, grandkids up in Missoula, Montana, or in Wheaton, Illinois, but the Lord can. He can plant the angels of God around them to protect them. Does that guarantee they will not be hurt? No, it does not. Does it guarantee that some crazy, mentally deranged person may start shooting and may hit one of my grandkids? No, I understand that's a possibility in a fallen world. But when I pray, I am asking God to do what only God can do. I'm asking him, I guess I'm saying, Steve, I'm asking him to do something I can't do. God is everywhere. He is present in the deepest, darkest situations, and I am praying, oh God, protect them. So I would say in answer to Jen Psaki that we ought to pray and we ought to act. I am for ending school shootings. Who isn't for ending school shootings? Pray. We ought to pray, then we ought to step in, and we ought to do what we can to protect the children of this nation from the predators out there and from the people who are so mentally deranged, they take a gun and shoot through the windows at kids while they are praying. I don't know. I don't know the real final answer, but I know this. If we stop praying, things will not get better. They can only get worse.
It's kind of like we're praying not only, we're praying for comfort, obviously, for support, but God's ultimate glory is what we want out of these things, right? God to be honored. And sometimes, you know, he will use everything to his glory.
How do you, well, go ahead, Wesley.
Did you want to follow up?
No, go.
Okay, so what I was going to, one of the positions I took when I heard that was they, meaning the Democrats, are for the removal of prayer in school. They are. They're for the removal. In fact, there was a court case, 1962, that removed prayer in schools. So now that we've removed prayer in schools, now there's exception in Christian schools and private schools. There's some exceptions there. But in public schools, we've removed prayer. So now that we've removed prayer, I'm not saying there's a direct correlation here, but there's there are cause and effect. But if you look at it, we've had an increase in school shootings since we've removed prayer from school. So if we're going to say that less prayer is more acts, well, they voted for, they have removed school prayer, and now there's more shootings. So apparently their idea of not praying is not that effective.
Well, as far as what started this, that was Jen Psaki, the former press secretary for Joe Biden. And she's the one that ranted that, you know, prayers.
Others as well.
Do what now?
She's not the only one.
Yeah. What they want. They live in a fantasy world, and so they think that somehow we're going to outlaw guns in America.
Yeah.
That's what
sure.
That's what their hope and, quote, prayer
yeah.
is, that guns are outlawed in America, and that will stop school shootings and other shootings that take place in public places where innocent people die. And as we've said time and time again, the argument from these people on the left is illogical, but they reboot the same argument over and over again, because if you outlaw guns, even if the liberals had their way, not all liberals feel this way, but the far lefties, to outlaw guns, then they're going to say, well, if you outlaw guns, then that will stop school shootings. Okay? That's what they. That's their argument.
We're agreeing with you.
It's their argument. So, if you outlaw guns, guess who's going to have guns?
Oh, all the criminals will turn them in. Right, Tim.
You say sarcastically.
Yes, he did.
So, Steve, you're saying your thoughts and sarcasm are with us.
So if you outlaw guns,
then law-abiding citizens are would theoretically obey the law, although we have the Second Amendment in this country. I'm just saying theoretically. The only people that would have guns would be the bad guys.
Which is what they're taking off the streets in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Through
so, but in this case, you have, as I've said before, you're not going to stop evil completely on planet Earth until Jesus Christ comes back and sets up his kingdom. Until then, we're going to have good versus evil, right versus wrong.
So don't infringe on the good people's rights.
Well, that's the way it's going to be, and I think that's biblical. You have a spiritual war going on planet Earth. And I remember reading in the Bible the other day, Ray, that I forgot where it was, Thessalonians or somewhere, where Paul goes, we were going to come visit you, but Satan prevented us from coming to you. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, Satan prevented you? I thought you were on God's side. Doesn't God overcome Satan and allow you to go? Well, I'm saying that because as long as we live in a what's called a fallen world or a sinful world, and I know non-Christians don't even have a clue what I'm talking about, but if you're a born-again believer and you studied the Bible, you know what I'm talking about, good versus evil, spirit versus flesh, all those things that we understand to be true in the spiritual realm, that you're going to have, as long as we live in this fallen world, you're going to have evil that sometimes prevails in situations, sadly and unfortunately, but that's just the way it is. But we're still told to pray.
Yeah.
When we pray, we're praying because the Bible says we're to pray. Jesus said we're to pray, so we're being obedient to Him. But as far as bad things happening to even good people, that's never going to stop until Jesus Christ sets up His rule on earth.
I have heard several people suggest this. Okay, if you want to go with gun laws, you know the red flag laws that they have that prevent mentally ill people from owning guns. You stop it before the psychopath gets the gun, right? Well, add transgender to that list. Let's see how they like that, because it's a mental illness.
Yep.
And a lot of the shootings of recent, there's more than two transgender
shootings. The national shooting was a transgender person, too, as well. So.
Yeah. So let's see,
targeting a Christian school.
Targeting a Christian school. Same situation.
That's the MO that Rosie... O'Donnell should have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was disappointed to see Pope Leo XIV also weigh in on this and said he called for an end to the pandemic of arms, large and small.
What does that mean?
Guns. Pope came in and said get rid of the guns. He didn't say anything about the human heart.
Well, he does, in fairness, he does talk about the human heart, the popes do from time to time. Yeah. But, so he's saying, what about the arms?
His quote is, I call for an end to the, quote, pandemic of arms, large and small.
What is that? But I know I'm asking you to defend the Pope. So you're saying he's calling for more gun control.
Yes, yes.
Well, remember, he's from Chicago, too.
Yes, it's true.
and you can't blame him for saying we need to get rid of the guns because they are everywhere and in many of them in bad hands, right?
So you know what we can agree on with the liberals is to get rid of unlawful guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start with those.
Yeah, the people that have guns illegally, let's start with those because that's what they're doing in Washington, D.C. They've removed hundreds of illegal guns from criminals.
Good point. Our next story, Steve.
All right. Hey, something I'm watching. I don't know.
Are you watching it?
I'm watching it. I won't be able to tell you probably for a while yet any good, but there's a group out there called the Acts 17 Collective. I haven't had a chance to look at what Acts 17.
Sounds like jewelry.
Yeah, I know. Ray, do you know what's in Acts 17? This is technology leaders who are Christian and bringing Christ into technology.
Yeah, in Acts 17 is Paul on Mars Hill. Paul speaking to the philosophers of ancient Athens.
Well, the first that I'm aware of, it's like a TED Talk series for tech. and faith.
Oh, I know what you're going to
Peter Thiel.
Right, right.
Is
right,
going
right.
to be doing a 4-part series on the Antichrist.
The Antichrist.
This is the founder of Palantir, one of the most wealthiest men in the world. How his Christian faith informs his understanding of the world, including areas of theology, history, literature, and politics of the Antichrist. So it's going to be in the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. I'm really interested to see what he's going to say.
Now, I'm not familiar with Peter Thiel. Should I be?
He's a tech mogul.
Yeah, what did he – PayPal or what
Palantir,
did he
– yeah.
Was he in business with – Either Zuckerberg or Musk or one of those.
Phone.
Oh, I thought you were looking for a pen. I had you there. Peter Thiel. When you say tech, I can automatically say I'm not familiar.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anything tech-wise.
One. PayPal.
PayPal. Yeah, the founder of PayPal.
Who's the one that's friends with Trump that was gay?
It's him.
Peter Thiel?
Yeah.
Is that him?
I'm just looking here. Yes.
So did he get saved?
I don't know.
His lifestyle, or is he still openly homosexual?
That's an interesting question. I did not put those two things together.
So he's doing a TED talk on, what'd you say?
The Antichrist. How his Christian faith informs his understanding of the world.
Yeah.
We live in strange times.
Boy,
I will tell you that.
We do.
Are you going to listen to it, Steve?
Well, if it's available. They're saying that they're not planning on putting it out. They're going to make you pay for it. So I'm not going to pay for it. That's for sure. But, hey, I want to leave you with this if I can.
Okay, you leave us with it.
I've just come back from a vacation. But I know that you guys maybe need one. And I have a suggestion. This is the Visitors Bureau of a certain part of our country came out with this nice appeal to come and visit them. You might want to choose this location for your next location. Cut 17.
Is your city boring? Too clean? Too safe? Why not take a vacation to beautiful Southern California? Whether you're being assaulted by our drug-addicted vagrants walking down Hollywood Boulevard, or you're just taking a minute to enjoy the scenery of used needles, trash, and human waste, Southern California is the ultimate destination for cultural enrichment. Why not see what awaits you under future President Gavin Newsom? Come visit SoCal today and see what everyone is talking about.
Yeah.
Is that the Babylon Bee?
No, but it could be.
Nice. Oh, man. Yeah, that's I don't know, maybe that's probably
it's very accurate.
That's probably sponsored by Texas or Florida.
I bet. Yeah. I don't know who did it, but for sure.
All right.
Well
so
played.
Anyway, Southern California, it is naturally beautiful there and the weather's great most of the year. But yeah, they got real, especially in Los Angeles, they got real problems. As that guy alluded
to. I have visited there once before on a work trip and there were multiple blocks. Sometimes I could walk for 5 blocks and I was having to walk around the homeless.
Oh, really?
Weaving in and out.
Homeless camps. One tent after another.
We're not talking about on the outskirts. Yeah. We're talking about in the middle of town.
Right, right. All right, Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
My thanks to Steve and Wesley and Chris and Brent Creeley, our producer.
Brent loves flying.
Do what now?
You didn't hear him in the background earlier. He kind of went off on Chris about how flying's safer than driving. He didn't agree.
Yeah, Brent's not going to be flying today. All right. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.